is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads, wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. We've had their partnership manager and training specialist, Jefferson Mason, and marketing manager, Nick Bartlett, on the show in the past, and we couldn't be more excited about what they're doing for the game of basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Beyond efficient reps, Dr. Dish provides training expertise and versatility designed to develop complete players. The new Dr. Dish CT machine has further revolutionized basketball training with over 150 plus on-demand individual and team workouts from some of the best coaches and trainers in the game. These workouts include video instruction and combine game-like shooting drills with ball handling, conditioning, and agility drills. Along with workouts, the Dr. Dish training management system also provides stat tracking and analytics to track progress and ensure accountability. These are just a few reasons why top programs like Duke, North Carolina, Louisville, Florida, Baylor, and countless others are upgrading to Dr. Dish. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. Follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And make sure you mention the Hoopheads podcast to get $300 off your next Dr. Dish purchase. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get out and get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today. Hello, and welcome to the 10th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. October's roundtable question is, how does playing on your team or being coached by you enhance the lives of your players beyond the basketball court? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield Senior High School, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School, Matt Gron from the University of Dallas, Kyle Kuntz from Lake Forest Academy, Dell Leonard from Mountain Home High School, Nick Legalbo from Lane Tech High School, Don Showalter, USA Basketball, John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville, Joe Stecision, Unleashed Potential, Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Brian Swift, Warrensville Heights High School, and Oscar Yebra, International Coach and Scout, currently living in China. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hoopheads Pod so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads Podcast so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game. Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
This is Eric Bueller with Chatfield Senior High School, and on this roundtable we were asked, how does playing on your team or being coached by you enhance the lives of players beyond the basketball court? For our staff, one thing that we want kids to know first and foremost is that they're cared for and that someone's on their side. We believe we can get a lot accomplished with just kind of that basic principle. After that, daily, weekly basis, we try to provide examples and situations where our players are learning leadership skills, overcoming adversity, learning how to respect everyone they come into contact with, what hard work is, what servitude is, and how to pursue life's passions. We're not always sure if that's getting through to everyone, but we want to provide kids an opportunity on a regular basis to learn those lessons that they can carry on with them off the court and definitely moving on past high school when they're done playing with us. Thanks for having me on another roundtable, and have a good day.
Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Hey guys, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls. Appreciate you having me on. Thinking about playing on our team or being coached by our coaching staff, enhancing the lives of our players. You know, we hope that that's the thing that is doing the most, you know, beyond wins and losses. We're coaching young men for success, you know, in the classroom, other parts of their lives. And then obviously when they leave our program and leave Olmsted Falls, that they're successful. And, you know, you hope that for us, we have a, you know, we have a motto called the Bulldog Way, where we have, you know, a list of principles that we want to have our guys learn about every day and put into their basketball game and everyday life. And a lot of those things, you know, not only carry over to basketball, but obviously to life as well and some of that success. So, you know, you hope that they pull a little piece of that and take it away from us and want to be about standards and accountability and all the good stuff that comes with being successful on the court and in every other part of life. So, you know, really being process-oriented in our program and not about the outcome, and hope that our guys realize that if you have a really good process every day and you really commit to doing things the right way, that at the end of the day, if you have a goal you want to reach, then you're going to be able to reach those goals if you really go about it with a lot of the characteristics that we talk about on a daily basis. Thanks so much, guys.
Matt Grahn, recruiting coordinator at the University of Dallas.
I've always had the belief that we as basketball coaches have the ultimate platform to enhance the lives of our kids and players beyond the boundaries of the basketball court. And especially at my level, Division III, NBA is probably not a reality, and very few players actually go on to make a living playing the game. So I've subscribed to the quote by Phil Jackson, there's more to life than basketball and more to basketball than basketball. I really feel it's my purpose, my duty, and my responsibility to prepare young men for the biggest game of them all, and that's the game of life. What a great opportunity we have to teach valuable life lessons and skills through a game they love to play. And because it's a game they love to play, it doesn't feel necessarily like learning to them. Some of the lessons that I like to impart on my guys is give their best effort, no matter what it is they're doing. Be present and give your best effort, whether it's on the court, in the classroom, or even in the family room with your family. Learn something new every day. Become a lifelong learner. Look at struggle and failure and adversity as feedback, not as a negative. And especially if we circle back to the learning portion, what a powerful way to grow and always make new mistakes. Time management, prioritization, dedication to improvement, dedication to something bigger than themselves, dedication to their teammates, and always use the platform for the greater good. Athletes are looked up to, and it's something that a lot of people aspire to be. Always use that platform to enhance the lives of others, not only as coaches, but as players as well. And most importantly, I think the way I want to enhance my players' lives is I want them to understand that it's not a four-year transaction. It's a 40-plus year investment. I want them to become a part of my family, and I really want them to know that I'm going to be a champion of and an advocate for them for life.
Kyle Koontz, Lake Forest Academy in Chicago, Illinois.
I think the goal of any athletic team or any program that we are in charge of is to give our players transferable skills that they can take with them long after they leave your program and better serve them for successes later in life. Two of the main ones that we talk about a lot are number one, the idea of being part of something bigger than yourself and embracing that and being proud of that. And what goes along with that is caring about the success of your group, caring about the successes of those around you just as much as you care about the successes of yourself. And if you can really do that, you're going to find yourself, no matter what area of life you choose to follow, being involved in successful groups. The other one would be the idea and understanding of what it actually means to put your work in to get better. And we talk with our guys a lot about having a clean slate. And when we say that, what we mean is every day you come into practice or every day you go into school, whatever you did yesterday is done. And whether it was the greatest day of your life on a court or whether it was an A plus on a test that you took, today you have to repeat that and you have to continue to get better. On the flip side, if you had a bad day yesterday, or you got an F on a test, or you had too many turnovers in practice, how can you be better? And how can you improve your performance from yesterday? And the understanding that that is what is necessary in order to reach any goal that you set for yourself. And the understanding of it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. You're not always going to be congratulated for doing the right thing. But you really need to do and embrace that idea in order to have a chance to reach that goal. So those are the things that we really talk about a lot, and I hope our players are able to take with them wherever they may go at the end of their basketball career in our program.
Del Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Our players, looking back on their high school career, if they said or someone said to them, tell me about your high school coach, when they going into the real world and become adults, I hope they'll say, you know, my coach told me the truth and I know he cared about me. And that's important to us and our program. We want our kids to get to the point as players where they're pretty good basketball players and they know they're good, but they're also humble about being good basketball players and they're appreciative of that. And then the other side of that is that they understand how to handle adversity the right way. We focus really hard on the team building things that we try to do so that our players will not only understand how important it is to play as a team, but how important it is to build relationships in all aspects of life. Some examples of that are, you know, we'll have team movie night, we'll have pregame meals, Christmas parties where we will not give gifts to each other or exchange gifts amongst our team, but we will give gifts to needy people in our community, whether it's going through Toys for Tots with the Marine Corps, or maybe we're just working with a local business and getting names off of a Christmas tree in a bank where there's names of kids who are in need and families who are in need, and we're going to try our best to provide those families with a Christmas, because they're not, otherwise they wouldn't be able to have one. We emphasize to our players that they're role models, and there's a lot of little lady bombers who look up to them, and this lets them know that they're natural born leaders. Everybody can be a leader in some area, and how important it is to do the right thing because of those younger ones that are always watching them. We talk to them and try to teach our players how to play and not how to run plays. We run a motion offense, and just by saying, all right, this is a down screen, here's the four different cuts you use when you read the defense, and or this is the way you attack a switching man-to-man. We feel like this translates to learning how to succeed in life, to how to have critical thinking skills, being creative, and how to collaborate with others. And not just being directed how to play or how to win. It's not mandating them how to play or necessarily how to win, but it's allowing them to grow in these areas. It kind of puts it on their plate, and then they grow from there. Daily, we challenge our players outside of their comfort zone. They're going to be in situations in life that are not comfortable. They're not easy. There's no sense in pretending that life is easy. We feel like that playing in our program teaches our players how to handle adversity the correct way, as I mentioned earlier. Preparation. We believe in detailed preparation for practices in every game. In life, all of our players are going to be part of the workforce. They're going to have work responsibilities that are going to impact many people. And as players in our program, on our team, we feel like that our kids learn how to prepare and, more importantly, realize that great preparation is a must.
As you've listened to the Hoopheads podcast, one common topic that continually comes up in our conversations is character. I'm fortunate to be associated with the Positive Coaching Alliance, a national nonprofit movement that provides valuable tools, training, and resources for coaches, athletes, parents, and administrators that is centered around sports and educational psychology and organizational behavior research. PCA combines this research with practical advice from a national advisory board of top pro and college athletes and coaches who utilize PCA principles at the highest levels of competition. Through a partnership with our local Cleveland chapter of the PCA, we are pleased to offer a discount code to allow you, our listeners, to take a PCA online course for just $20. To take advantage of this offer, visit the store on positivecoach.org and enter the discount code HOOPHEADS20. That's HOOPHEADS20 with two capital H's. Coaches, I hope you'll take advantage of this great offer from the Positive Coaching Alliance and help us continue to grow the game. Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. This month's installment, the question being posed is, how does playing on your team or being coached by you enhance the lives of your players beyond the basketball court? And what a great question. For me, I really take a lot of pride in that. I know a lot of coaches do, obviously, but I really think that being a basketball coach is a lot bigger than the game of basketball, and it's our opportunity as leaders and as mentors to impact lives through the game that we all love. I think basketball is a bond that we all share. And as human beings, if we can connect and find a way to bring people together and be a part of something that's bigger than ourselves, which intrinsically we all want as human beings to be a part of something that's bigger than us, basketball is the opportunity to do that. And I think as a coach, I want our players to take away life lessons and skills that obviously apply to basketball, but apply to other arenas of their lives. One of my favorite all-time quotes, something that I heard at a young age when I first started coaching, was from, of course, John Wooden, but he said, no written word, no spoken plea can teach our youth what they should be. They're all the books and all the shelves. It's what the teachers are themselves. And I think that it hit me pretty early on that it's not just what I'm saying to our players about character and doing things the right way, even when no one's watching. And, you know, it's not just those things. It's about modeling that behavior. And I think the players in our program, hopefully what they see is someone who puts their faith in their family first, who's driven by a purpose. And that fuels me every day. And I want them to see someone who does things the right way and stands up for what is right. We always talk about, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. So we're not going to cut corners in our program. And if they see me living that same life, I think they're more inclined to own it themselves. So those are just some of the things that I hope our players take away from our program and hopefully, you know, enhances their lives. And when they're done with Lane Tech basketball, they move on to other arenas of their life and they thrive. So can't wait to hear what the other guys have to say. Thank you guys for all that you do. Take care.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter with USA Basketball. The question for this week is, how do we as coaches enhance the lives of our players off the court? I think that as a coach, you know, one of our big duties is to help players progress with their lives off the court. The X's and O's and on the court is just a minor part of really what they take with them. And down the road, years after they get done playing for us, they're going to remember much more than just the on-court stuff. Some of the ways that we've done this in the past, we have our communication circle, which we ask questions of the players and they have to answer and comment on them. It's questions such as, you know, what's one thing that's really important in their lives? Who is the most important person in their life? What is one thing that nobody knows about them? These kind of things just get them to talk and communicate and get to know each other. And I think that's really a vital part of growing up and understanding different players and diversity, et cetera. Another thing we do is we always have our mind candy for the day, which is just a phrase that illustrates what we want the players to kind of get out of the day. You know, for instance, if our mind candy is discipline yourself so others don't have to, what does that mean to you and as a player? We've had many players that come back after they graduate and say how meaningful the mind candy was to them, and they still have some very good fond memories of that as well. And then I think other things you do bonding-wise is really important. You know, many players who don't play much, they're on the team because of the fact that they can feel a part of a team and bond with other players on the team. So, you know, I think this goes way beyond the basketball court. And I always say that the goal of a coach is not to win a game. That's a pretty shallow goal if that is your only goal. I think the goal is much broader than that. You know, the process you go through to develop your team, and it all has an impact on the players. Winning is an objective, but it's certainly not the goal. Hope this helps, and good luck to everybody. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
Yeah, this is John Shulman. Question is, how does a player benefit being coached by me for a lifetime? And I think the first thing I think you have to think about is, you know, would you want to be coached by you? I think you really need to think about that really before every year. And you know, are you the coach that you would want yourself to be coached by? Or are you negative? Are you positive? Are you really teaching the right things? What we're going to try to teach is we're going to try to teach as a team, that the team is bigger than the person, than the individual. We're going to try to teach overcoming adversity. We're going to try to teach being held accountable for your actions and being responsible and being on time and doing things that are more about the team than about individuals. So we're going to do those things on the court every single day and every single year. And everything I just mentioned is you're going to have to do that after basketball. And after a tough loss in basketball, you're going to have to get back up and you're going to have to practice hard. And you're going to have to take your feelings and hide them or stick it. And same thing with life. You may have a bad day at work, and you still got to pay the bills, and you got to support your wife and your kids. And or you're going to be a pain in the tail to your kids the next day because you had a bad day at work. That's not how it works. And so what we can do as a coach is that we can teach them, and we can use all these lessons that we're trying to give them on the basketball court, we can show them that it really matters more off the court. And so the same thing, being on time. If you permit kids to be late on the court, then you're promoting them being late. That's no big deal. And when they get out to the workforce and they get out there to have a job, if they're late, they may be fired. And that kind of goes back on you. And so just trying to teach them to be accountable, to recognize that, you know, they may go into a company that they may not agree with the CEO of the company, but they're going to have to do what they're going to have to do to keep their job and to be supportive. And it's not about them. It's about the company. It's about the team. So we try every single day and every single year to do the right thing. Do we fail? Absolutely. Do we all fail? Absolutely. But we really need to think about the first thing I brought up. You know, do you really want to be, would you want to be coached by you? And it, you know, sometimes the answer is absolutely, and sometimes the answer is no. If the answer is no, we need to change what we're doing and change it in a quick way, in a positive way.
Joe Stasician, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe Stasician, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, how does playing on your team or being coached by you enhance the lives of the players that you coach? One big thing that comes to mind for me, and I just feel like so many life lessons are learned by playing a sport, and in this case, basketball, is, you know, I tell my players, I always tell them the truth. Sometimes you hear people say that the truth hurts. But I look at it this way. I don't feel like the truth hurts. I think the truth helps. So I think you always have to be honest with your players. I think that teaches them that, you know, sometimes there are some tough things in life that you have to hear. So it's more like, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And I think going through life and being coached that way will help develop that in your players. So someday when they're on the job and, you know, they have to have an honest conversation with their employer, you know, they need to be told the truth. And when they're working with teammates, whether it's on the job or on a team, we always have to tell each other the truth. So I think, yeah, as individuals, that's how we grow. I think we develop and grow by hearing the truth. And that's the first thing that I say that how it enhances their life, going forward. And another thing that I say is accountability. You know, I used to tell my teams that, you know, fair does not mean equal. So, you know, in life sometimes, you know, life sometimes cannot be, doesn't seem like it can be fair, but we all have adversity we have to go through. And, you know, you have to earn fairness. I think you have to earn fairness on the basketball court. I think you have to earn fairness in life. You know, that's the type of person that you are. If you're working hard and you're earning something, then, you know, you may not be treated equal, but you'll be treated fair. I think that's a very, very important lesson that I help to teach people. I will always be fair with you, but it does not mean that you'll get equal playing time. And the same thing on the job. You know, your boss may be fair to you, but it does not mean you're going to get equal opportunities as someone else. You know, I just always feel like, players that play for me, will understand that, you know, they have to work hard. They have to earn everything that is given to them. Nothing is given for free. I think there are valuable lessons that all players who play for me or all the players that I have coached have learned that they can carry that on in their lives and with their families. And the last thing I would say is relationships. Always tried to develop good relationships with my players or my students. And, you know, I think another lesson that players will learn from me going forward is that how important relationships are and developing good relationships with people. Because at the end of the day, it's more than just a game. You know, you can develop lifelong relationships with players. You can develop lifelong relationship with teammates on the job, all those kinds of things. Thank you.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
So the question this week for the Hoopshead podcast was, how does being coached by you or being a member of your team impact your kids, players beyond the basketball floor? I think our biggest thing we would like to take away, or our kids to take away, is the relationship piece. I think there's a lot of good things, competition, adversity, dealing with losses, and all those things are important. Sports certainly teaches those maybe better than anything in life. But I think how you deal with others, because as you get older and you become a mom, a dad, you may already be a brother or sister. You're going to have kids of your own, but how do you deal with relationships? How do you invest in others? How do you handle adversity, but in relationships? So we want to teach our kids to care about other people, to help other people, because at the end of the day, your relationships are really the most important things that you have in life. And, you know, when you leave here one day, really what you're leaving behind is what people remembered about you, how you made them feel, how the things you left here behind are all going to be relational. So that's what we really try to impact. That's what we teach. It's what we spend a lot of our time doing, because relationships are your culture anyway. And if you have a corrosive culture, or you have a culture that's not big on those, you may achieve some results, but you won't be very happy doing it. And I think that's a lot like life. If you don't have relationships that are solid, where you're investing in people and people are investing in you, life's going to tend to be not quite as meaningful. Guys, thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Brian Swift, head boys basketball coach and athletic director at Warrensville Heights High School in the state of Ohio.
I believe that being coached by me enhances the lives of my players beyond the basketball court. For starters, because I try to build relationships with them that is bigger than basketball. Taking an interest in their lives outside of the game helps to gain trust between us. By doing that, it helps players open up to me a little more. Being available to them in their times of need as well as being a good male role model are certainly ways that help enhance my players' lives outside of basketball also. We all know that basketball is a tool for coaches to teach life to our players. I use many of our basketball philosophies and translate those into real life situations so they can understand why we preach so hard on the little things. For example, I use being on time to practice as equivalent to being to work on time in the real world. I tell my players if they don't come to work on time consistently, chances are they will lose their job. Same is true for coming to practice late or not showing up. Maybe not lose their spot on the team, but they definitely wouldn't play much. Sports are one of those things that are great for athletes because a lot of the fundamental things of sports are emulated in the real world. So it's so important for me to introduce this way of thinking to my players to help them understand what is expected of them now and later on in life. As a former high school, college, and professional athlete, I use myself as an example from the time to time. Being a former athlete and now working as a professional in the public sector, I utilize all of the tools that I learned through sports in my daily work life, as well as my personal life. I help my players understand that the tools I'm trying to teach them now will be with them forever, and I will help them be sufficient in any situation they encounter, whether it be working for someone or working for themselves. Leadership, discipline, good work ethic, positive attitude, and a winning mentality can take them very far in life. And that's some of the ways I believe playing for me enhances the lives of my players.
Oscar Yebra, former Spanish national team player and current international scout and coach.
Hi, this is Oscar Yebra, head coach of the Southside University of Technology in Guangzhou, competing on the CBA. So glad to be part of the roundtable for this week and for the first time, I have to say. So I'm pretty excited and honored to have the chance of sharing my ideas and thoughts related with coaching and basketball. So the question of this week, how does playing on your team or being coached by you enhances the lives of your players beyond the basketball court? Well, we're all supposed to aspire to impact players on and off the court. True lessons, I believe, will become part of their future, so we are not allowed to not care. And that will be the biggest word of this idea. We should care. Lessons like balance between urgency to work every day in the morning when they wake up and they have to be willing to go to the gym and the patience to wait for the results of that work, or another lesson like talent goes always last on the top after work, attitude and consistency become the pillars for those who understand that as coaches we have to win, but through character, values and honesty. And that's huge every time we have a player. And every time we have the chance and the honor and the responsibility of being coaching a team. So sports and basketball in this case has to be a vehicle through which we help to develop and nurture the life and social skills that will last a lot more than wins and losses and titles and rings. And every time a player listens to us or trusts on our leadership or buy into what we say or do, coaching becomes a lot more than teaching skills or preaching a style of playing. So I would say that we have to respect and honor that contract because it will become in a lifelong bond that most likely will be transferred. Thank you so much for having me here, and good luck to all.
Thanks for checking out this month's roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast presented by Head Start Basketball.